أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد أما بعد. Tonight inshallah we'll go through a very beautiful and very comprehensive dua that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would repeat on a regular basis. And this again is something that we should all memorize and also ensure that we try to read in our sujood and also before salah or after salah or part of our daily adhkar in the morning and also in the evening. Generally in life we have different types of insurances. We have life insurance, we have health insurance, and the way that the NHS is going we'll all inevitably have health insurance soon whether we like it or not. We also have car insurance which is part and parcel of life. But none of these insurances actually prevent any death, or neither do they actually prevent any accidents. They all come into effect after the incident actually takes place. So once your health deteriorates, then the life insurance kicks in. Once you've banged somebody's car, then the insurance kicks in, etc., etc. But this dua, this particular dua of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is taught to us, which actually prevents those type of calamities and those incidents actually taking place in our life. So this is a very, very comprehensive dua which protects us before the actual incident itself and ensures that those things do not happen in our lives. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this dua taught us the isti'aza, which is to seek refuge and the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in four particular things. And these are very, very important things in our lives. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he mentions this particular dua recorded in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would recite this in his sajda, as well as recite this outside of his daily worship. And he sought refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in four things. And from the first, he mentions the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam used to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. The second thing, wa tahawwuli 'afiyatik. And the third thing, wa fuja'ati niqmatik. And then the fourth thing, wa jami'i sakhatik. Which we will translate quickly and then inshallah hopefully just unpack very quickly tonight. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would say, Oh Allah, Ya Rabb, Oh my Lord, I seek refuge in you from the disappearance or the removal of the blessings in my life. I seek refuge in you from the decline of good health, i.e. well-being in my life. I seek refuge in you from the suddenness of your punishment in my life. And I also seek refuge from you from all forms of your wrath. So from the ghadab, from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these four things are very, very comprehensive things that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's refuge in. And if you reflect upon the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that you didn't see him complain of any of these particular things. Why? Because Allah azza wa jal had already granted him these things. So if we are asking Allah azza wa jal in advance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from all of these calamities or from all of these difficulties in life. So the first one, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. You're seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the disappearance or the removal or the loss of or the lessening of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this blessing doesn't necessarily just mean the blessings that we are tangibly, you know, we see in our lives, the blessings of wealth, or the blessings of property, or gold, or various other assets in our lives. But something which is far more significant, i.e. the blessing of Islam. For those people who have the great blessing of Islam, the religion, then they are guided by Allah Azza wa Jal. They have a purpose, a maqsad, a hadaf, a goal in life. They know each and every day what they are supposed to be doing and what they are supposed to be doing with their life and where they will inevitably end up and this world, what it's created for and how their purpose and their journey is for the beyond, which is to the grave and also the return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those without a faith, those without religion are just wandering around in the world trying to find purpose, and they substitute the purpose of their religion for something else. they end up following celebrities, they end up following footballers and all types of athletes. They end up following all these movie stars, etc., trying to substitute a way of life of the deen and by following these other particular people and then copying them, their hairstyles, their clothing, the way they speak, and everything that they do, because they do not have the blessing and the ni'mah of Islam and a religion in their life. Similarly, the blessing of Iman. Iman is what gives us hope. When you are sick, when you are ill, when you're going through a difficulty, a calamity, when there is darkness in your life, it is the Iman which provides that nur, that beacon of light that enables you to continue in spite of all of the darkness and the evil that surrounds you. Iman gives you the strength. It gives your parents the strength to continue and to persevere. It gives you the strength to continue in your life in spite of the Islamophobia, in spite of the racism, in spite of so many things. You know that your Lord is watching. You know that the reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know there is a life which is everlasting, which is waiting for you when you return back to Allah azza wa jal. So the ni'mah of Islam, the ni'mah of Iman, the ni'mah of just coming to the masjid and praying taraweeh, praying Isha with Jamaat, praying Fajr with Jamaat, being able to fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being able to recite the glorious Qur'an, having a righteous partner, a wife, a husband, which becomes a coolness for your heart and tranquility of your heart and your mind, having good children, having food within your home, having family, having so many of these blessings. These are just some of the blessings that I'm mentioning. But all of these are blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now imagine if the zawal, either removal or the disappearance of these blessings took place in your life. Islam was no longer there. You no longer had faith. You were no longer able to come to the masjid. You no longer be able to stand with your brothers and sisters in salah. No longer you be able to shake hands with your brothers and sisters. How did we feel during COVID? Imagine if this was a permanent thing, and how would you feel with the loss of faith, with the loss of religion, with the loss of community, with the loss of all of these things? This is what you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, don't ever allow me to lose all of these blessings. Don't allow any of these blessings of my family, of my wife, of my parents, of my children, of my home, of my Islam, of my religion, ever be diminished or be lessened in my life. Oh Allah, always give me these blessings. Never allow them to depreciate. Min zawali ni'matik, and so many other things. Never let them disappear. Then the second thing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to ask for, وَتَحَوُّلِ عَافِيَتِكَ. Oh Allah, never allow my well-being, well-being within yourself, not just your physical health, your emotional well-being, your spiritual well-being, your physical well-being, your intellectual well-being, all forms of well-being, things that make you who you are. Oh Allah, do not allow my well-being to be removed, for it to disappear. Because once you are no longer able to walk, or you have an injury within your back, or a slip disc, or some nerve damage, or something else, then you appreciate how important your well-being was. The ability for you to eat on your own, the ability for you to wash on your own, the ability for you to change your own clothes, and do everything yourself without having any motaji, any dependency on anybody else. This is that form of well-being the Prophet ﷺ is referring to. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ used to teach the Sahaba ikram, that if you need to ask just one thing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then always ask for afiyah. Because within afiyah you have everything, which gives you the capacity, the strength, the ability to do everything within yourself and also do everything for others as well. So imagine, you no longer have that well-being within your life. You will no longer have that sukoon. You no longer have that physical capacity. Imagine if you don't have any of those things. So this is an important thing to always ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He maintains your well-being, your afiyah, and He maintains the blessings in your life. And the third thing the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam mentioned is, وَفُجَاءَتِ نِقْمَتِكَ. And then, also for the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the suddenness of His punishment. Now we all sin. We all make mistakes all the time, and we all commit evil, whether that is minor or whether that is major. And as a result of our sins and our evil, we should without a doubt be punished. You know, when our children do something wrong, often we will forgive them. But then certain times we'll say, wait a minute, that's it, you're not getting away with it now. Then similarly with other people, with our employers, and they'll let you off so many times until they punish you, they give you a warning, or they fire you. Everybody has a limit. So you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in spite of your shortcomings and your failings and the evil and the wrongs that you do, to ask Allah azza wa jalla not to suddenly punish you, but rather give you the ability to do tawbah, to do istighfar, and to delay the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not just give it immediately. Imagine every time you did an evil act, immediately the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came upon you. Immediately you had an accident, or every time you did something you would fall down unconscious, or something else would occur in your life. And you're asking Allah azza wa jalla here to not immediately always punish you for your sins. Imagine you just fell ill as a result of your bad deeds, and without being able to gain consciousness again, or being able to do tawbah and to do istighfar, then you passed away. This is the sudden punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine you just got out of your home and you just had an accident, and that's it, boom, you're gone. So you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not take you to account immediately for all of your evil deeds, and to delay His punishment, and to give you that time and the ability to do tawbah, to do istighfar, and for you to correct your ways. So the suddenness from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah azza wa jal to delay that. And finally, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, وَجَمِعِ سَخَطِكَ, and refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything that brings about the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of those actions which are displeasing to Allah azza wa jal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes and hates, and which He has prohibited. And similarly, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, each and every sin and everything that takes you away from the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, away from the deen of Islam and from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to prevent you from ever going down that path, from ever thinking about those sins or doing those evil things, and keeping you away from the wrath and from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So doctors always mention that prevention is always better than cure. So here we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prevent us from losing all of the blessings in life, to prevent us from losing our well-being within our life, to prevent us from doing those sins and incurring the wrath and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately, but rather give us the opportunity to us to correct our ways, for us to maintain our blessings, to be grateful for our blessings, and to utilize our well-being and our well-being and our health in the way of Allah azza wa jal before all of these things disappear. If your ni'mas disappear, if your well-being disappears, if all of these things disappear, then you'll have nothing. This is why we should ask Allah azza wa jal to maintain all of these things within our lives, our well-being, our health, our blessings, and the prevention of being punished immediately by Allah azza wa jal, and keeping away from the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan.